Okay, let's have a meeting. Welcome. I'd like to start by congratulating and thanking Christopher. When did you write that down?
3 weeks ago?
Oh, no. It was 2 months.
Maybe, yeah. No, it was a while ago.
Yeah. On this board and on the commission. And it was very nice of them.
Thank you.
Very educational. And I just wanted to get that on the record.
Appreciate it.
Anyone want to make a motion to approve the minutes of the meeting?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Meeting is approved. The minutes are approved. Okay, regular agenda. Petition of Mark Thomas, Thunderbird Inn.
Who is, by the way, for the record, wearing red and black outfits, but you, which is. This is incidental to him because he didn't, wasn't aware of it. So I move approval of this petition.
I'm just kidding.
He's wearing bulldog colors.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you were wearing eagle colors, you'd have a much better chance with me.
Oh, God. Well, Mr. Color himself is saying that.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, this is a request for a mural to be located at 611 West Oglethorpe Avenue, also known as the Thunderbird Inn. This is this building here. The mural is going to be located on this facade, so essentially it will be visible as you enter Savannah from the Talmadge Bridge as a gateway entry, if you will, into the city. The concept behind it is an antique postcard, and so here you can see a visualization of what it will look like. It has not been painted yet. This is just an artist's rendering. And here's the proposed design. It doesn't include any, it's not a sign because it doesn't have any advertisement for the Thunderbird Inn. As you can see, all of the imagery that's proposed are all public sites, not business related, but iconic Savannah images. And we feel that it meets all the standards in the master plan and guidelines, and we are recommending approval. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Right, any other questions?
It's attractive, though.
It is. It is.
I will add that this, because this is in the Savannah Historic District, it was also required to receive a certificate of appropriateness as a paint color change, and it has received that certificate of appropriateness.
I do have a question. This may be for the petitioner, but I didn't see a name for the artist.
I did not see a name for the artist either, so I'll defer to the petitioner on that.
It's Kyle Millsap is the artist.
What is next? Is it public or petitioner?
You, the petitioner.
Okay.
Yes. It's Kyle Millsap is the artist. And he's done other work around Savannah.
Could you tell us your name?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. My name is Mark Thomas. I'm the general manager of the Thunderbird. Okay. So it's good to meet y'all. Let me find out what he's done. Because he, so that's a request that I made. So I can find out real quick.
Kyle's a busy guy.
Oh, you know him?
Yes.
Okay. Does he, I was talking to someone at Sulphur, what is his earlier project, you know?
Well, a recent one would be at Karlstadt's where he took those empty, what used to
be
windows.
Which we approved.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, that's the same artist.
Yeah, that's Kyle.
Okay, I'm familiar. I was just curious, that's
He's a 2006 CAD graduate. And Dismal project.
I just didn't see it in the application, so I was just curious.
It was just an oversight on my part.
It's fine.
I remember that because it was so strong.
Anything else,
Any questions? Anything else you'd like to say?
No, it's just right now when you drive in, it's just a big giant white wall. It's just blob. And so for years, we've been trying to think of something to do that would be attractive and when you kind of come in. And we just think it'll be a nice. You know, you sit at that red light, and so it's something pretty to look at.
I love it. I love the design myself.
Yeah, I drive by your building every day, every weekday, so I thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Mr. Chairman, unless there's something else, I move approval of the staff recommendation.
I have to ask if there's anybody. Is there anyone from the public who would like to say something?
Okay.
Board discussion.
I move approval of staff recommendation.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
But we have to vote on this.
Mary, are we going to have, we don't have anything up on my screen here.
Can we just do voices, please?
Can we just do this by voice?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. This is technological progress of ours. Congratulations, we're all set.
Thank you very much.
Welcome to stay if you would like.
I don't believe that we
voted. Get back to work.
Yep.
No, we
didn't
vote.
We didn't vote.
I don't believe we actually voted.
We did.
Yeah, I thought my voice.
Okay. For me?
We didn't vote.
Come on up, Alicia, because we haven't voted yet. We have a forum, but you should vote.
She didn't give a good
anything. Well, can you put that back up, please?
Oh, I'm sorry.
John? I thought we had voted for the board.
How are you, darling?
Fine.
They shuffled us around.
I see.
We did vote, but we didn't vote on the computer.
Oh,
we're not voting on the computer.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I never said yay or nay, so
okay,
I just wasn't sure how we were doing this.
Mary, if it's agreeable, may we have another vote for the record?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. The motion has been made and seconded to approve this vote on the, what's the name of the unit?
Underburden.
I'm sorry you missed some of the discussion, but it's pretty self-evident.
I think it's from an old postcard. Kyle Millsap's going to do it.
And anything you would like to add to your thoughts on the solution?
It's going to be on the Thunderbird Inn.
The white wall.
Oh, okay. I kind of remember a postcard like that many, many years ago.
Yep.
That's interesting.
Okay, shall we have a vote now? All those in favor of the proposal, signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed? Motion passes unanimously.
And officially.
We got there eventually.
Since the petition has already left, that thing we hear the vote of itself.
You can't have everything in this life.
I don't even, Mary.
Yes?
It's saying that I voted nay. I didn't even vote on the computer.
Well, you did say yes, so.
I know that, but I'm saying, are we voting on the computer or not?
Well, I'm doing it.
You're doing it for
us. Okay, I made the motion to approve it.
Yes.
I voted for it, but I'm registered as a nay vote.
A nay?
No, it says voted right there.
Well, I'm just looking at what's on my screen.
Okay, let me check it.
And it has me as not present.
Yeah.
Well, you were sort of kind of walking in the door.
All right, I'll fix that.
Okay.
Everybody have a yes?
Yeah, it was unanimous deal. So, okay.
Okay, this next item is the petition of the City of Savannah.
Just a second, thank you.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I suggest that you brace yourself for the controversy on this next item. This is an application by the City of Savannah requesting approval of the naming of a public building. It's for the Cultural Arts Center, which is currently under construction. I'm trying to see if there's a aerial image here. Here at Oglethorpe, MLK, and Montgomery Street is scheduled to be open sometime next year. And the city is requesting the name of the building to be the Savannah Cultural Arts Center. And staff is recommending approval. Happy to answer any questions for you.
I do have a question.
Yes.
Is this necessary? I don't have a problem, but I mean, is it necessary for us this to come before us?
We think it is. Okay. If you'll recall, recently, I believe last year, the city adopted some criteria and guidelines for the process for naming.
And this is part of
and
that.
This is part,
okay.
part of it.
I understand.
Okay.
I
was hoping you'd name it after Eli.
Oh, that's how we do
it. I wouldn't want my name when I go in under any circumstances.
What is
the youngest building being built or having built buildings about it?
What is the current title?
There is no current title.
Oh,
so now currently it's only known by as an address.
Okay, let's have a clear proposal. Would the petitioner care to say anything?
Be careful.
Good afternoon, Joseph Sherhouse representing the city of Savannah. I just want to mention, as was said before, really the reasoning for us going through this process is to change this building from having no name to having a name, and that's important because under the new policy adopted last year. It's much more rigorous of a process to rename a building than to name one that has no name. So if a petitioner in the public were to come before you, before the city did, to try to name this building, there wouldn't be as many restrictions as if it's approved by you and city council. They'll have to go through a much more rigorous process to rename an already established name of building.
So if we didn't go through this process, it would be leave it open for a member of the public to petition to name it something?
Right? Correct. Okay. Any unnamed piece of public property goes through a certain process, and any particularly named piece of public property goes through a different process, which is a little bit more rigorous to protect the integrity of previous names.
I see.
Okay. You said it has to go to the city council after us?
Yes, sir, that's correct. So it comes to you as a body first for recommendation, and then it'll go to city council for final approval.
It also means that they don't have to get hit up by every time Dick and Harry wants to change the name of the building.
Yes, sir. That's okay. Exactly right. And also, on a side note, though, we will be coming with a separate petition, naming petition soon to you for the auditorium within the Cultural Arts Center. We're going through that process now, but we're hopeful to name that after Mr. Ben Tucker.
Oh, that's nice.
So we'll have that, should be finalized within 60 days or so.
Let's say the name again, the Savannah Cultural Arts Center?
Is that yes, sir, that's correct.
Savannah Cultural Arts Center.
Okay. Do you have a problem with that one?
No, I just wanted to hear it. Yeah. Just wanted to hear it a couple of times. That's all.
That's what it is.
I mean, it's Savannah Cultural Arts
Center. Exactly what it is. Other than
thank you. I don't think we have any other questions.
Good job, Joe.
Okay, any discussion with the board?
Let me ask a question.
Sure.
Did I hear you correctly when you say that somebody, maybe a person in the public, can come back later on and possibly do a petition to rename that building?
Yes, ma'am.
If that's...
Yes, ma'am. There's a process to rename or name all public property. So hypothetically, if we, the city, as a petitioner, or you as a citizen, would like to petition to have the building named after an individual or a feature or a phrase or what have you, you would follow the process and have that petition reviewed. But to make the distinction again, it's important to understand the process for renaming a building is much more rigorous and difficult than to name an unnamed piece of public property.
Interesting. Thank you. I did not know that.
Well, it's new. It's a relatively new process. It was passed last year.
Okay.
Okay.
Move staff recommendation.
Kind of early. Are we finished with this now? Okay.
Public. There's nobody in the public.
I know. But I'm not a recipient. We're now on to other business. I think commissioners have why am I missing the vote all the time?
We need a motion first.
I have a motion to approve staff recommendation, which is to approve the request.
Is there a second?
I second.
Okay. is there board commission discussion? Being none, all those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? Motion passes unanimously. And congratulations, Joe.
Thank you.
Other business. Do any of the commissioners have something they would like to discuss? Oh, I have something I'd like to discuss. Last time we talked about the possibility of doing something about the largest slave sale, I think, in the country in 1850. And here's some of the possibilities here's some possibilities. We could put a plaque on the African American monument on Rivers Street indicating where this site is, which is very remote. And in fact, I think you told me, Alicia, that it wasn't the right place.
No, it's not. It's like right on Augusta Avenue, all the way down. It's not even where the sale took place.
It's about a quarter of a mile.
Is that where the plaque is? Isn't there something
the plaque is about a quarter of a mile from that actual
exactly.
Okay. Why isn't, you told me about the housing authority with problems?
Well, housing authority owns the property, But I just recently found out, not sure, that that property has been sold.
Correct me again, why are we still having this discussion? I'm not sure.
Well, the last meeting we had,
we
talked about the, doing something that would perhaps direct people to where the plaque is for the largest slave sale, I think, in the country.
Yeah.
It is.
The largest documented.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's just the problem, basically, is nobody sees it. And trying to figure out a way to make it a little more not accessible.
So is that within our purview to do that?
We'll find out.
I mean, well, you all as citizens
not.
Could...
Huh?
You as citizens...
Not as a board, but as individual, as citizens... Do that, yeah. I mean, I'm just asking. I'm not aware of us.
So we can't officially request somebody to look into this.
I mean, you can't. I mean, you can ask somebody to look into it, sure. But you know, just as anyone could ask, for example, the city to look into it or anything like that.
So there's an organization called Ivory Bay Corporation that is looking into doing a lot of things in the West Savannah area.
Mm-hmm.
If we can't look into it, then...
You can look into it, I mean...
Well, I mean, we can get that particular organization to
look into it. Any organization could look into it, for that matter. I mean, it could be somebody like you're talking about. I mean, it could be the doctor here on his own could write a letter to the... You know,
or we could, as a board, as an authority... put our voice out there as well, which I would be in favor of personally.
Exactly.
Okay. How would the city council accept this board saying what you think is a good idea? If they say, well, you're just a bunch of citizens, or you're actually this is semi-official or official. Or something.
I mean, you could, as a board, you could make a recommendation to them,
that's what we want to do.
They can
take it
or leave it. I mean, it's really up to them.
To city council.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that would be seen us acting officially as a board. Is that correct?
If that's you all decided to do that, that would you know you take a motion. It gets official action. Sure. You can do that. I mean. Let's just put a hypothetical scenario together just to walk everyone through. So let's say that you all as a board is discussing, believe that I believe it's called the Weeping Time marker mm-hmm. is not visible enough and would like to increase its visibility. So for just hypothetically, you think that an additional plaque located at the African American Monument, talking a little bit about it, and then directing people to that would be appropriate, adding that that marker.
Did we approve the marker that we're trying to get people to see?
Yes.
Okay, so we took action to do this marker. What we're saying is nobody sees it.
Right.
Exactly.
Okay. So that marker was in our purview.
Yes.
So we're just asking the city or whomever. Was that a Georgia Historical marker?
It was.
Well, why don't we ask Georgia Historical to look into it, since they're the ones who proposed the original marker, okay? So why don't we go to them and say, nobody's seen this marker. What can you come back to us with that would increase visibility? Then they could come back to us requesting it, and we could approve it like we do every other thing they have.
That's also an option.
Well, you can
do that as well. You've got... A bunch of different options that you all could do.
Another one would be, as you said, I think you're saying, in City Market, just directing them to where the other marker is. By the way, I just found out from Helen that these things cost $4,000.
The Georgia Historical Society markers run about $4,000.
Mm-hmm. Well, Alicia, why is it not... why is it not in the actual spot where it should be?
I cannot answer that question.
I believe, from the research I've done, I believe it's because the actual site is on private property.
Mm-hmm.
And this was the park that it's in, which is a little triangular park, is a public property.
Well, the private property at that time, belonged to Housing Authority.
Okay.
So I don't know if they actually... What I was told was that it is now, they've sold it.
Okay,
somebody needs to, I guess I can ask them if that is actually the case.
So when they sold it with the plaque on the property?
No, because the plaque is not on the property. Oh, okay. The idea is to put the plaque on the property, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
But that might, that might be even less visible. I
mean, that's why I believe that Georgia Historical Society proposed it where it's located today on Augusta Avenue is to increase the visibility, and then as well there was a public site that was appropriate for it.
Well, that may be the best solution. I don't know.
But to have the plaque there on Augusta Avenue, you need to have something pointing in the direction as to where this site is, and then put something on the site, you know, so you could have two.
Is it a two-sided plaque that we approve?
It is.
Well, you know what it made me think about? I was driving by here today on Drayton Street, and I went by the Campbell Oak, and we approved at that on that site, a large covered description of the site and where the tree is located.
It's not there yet, is it?
Huh?
It hasn't been put up, has it?
Oh, no, it's been there. It's on the other side of the iron fence. It's on the, so it's right by Candle Oak, and it's this giant placard, and it's got a sign, it's got a map, it talks about the tree. And so my point is that maybe if Georgia Historical would do something like that on the plaque that's there that says, this is the location of the original location of the site, and have a little map there and shows you where it is, that could be instructive.
That's a good idea.
Okay?
Yeah.
It might be instructive. Mm-hmm. Maybe they would consider doing that. Because to that oak thing, I just happened to go by it, and I remember that whole discussion. Mm-hmm. So maybe something like that would be helpful. So let them do a little map.
They have to redo the plaque for $4,000?
No, it was underneath the plaque. I mean, it could be underneath the plaque, and it's not a metal. I'm just saying it's a possibility.
I would like to, if I could bring up something. And I think one of the points that you were making and Alicia was making is also that people don't necessarily pass by that plaque just as a casual day-to-day thing. So the idea, as I was understanding it, is that people would be directed somehow to realize that plaque existed, because it's only in the neighborhood. So if we did do an additional signage, it would still be the same problem that people wouldn't necessarily casually.
None of these suggestions, by the way, is mutually exclusive. Yeah. I could see doing more than one project.
Both would be a good idea, actually.
There's another one. We could put a plaque on a city market where slaves were held for sale, which is not as glamorous as the market itself, the Weeping Town itself. But, that's another possibility we could be recommending. Mm-hmm. And so where is that?
There's one on Bryant Street.
Yeah, it's on Bryant Street. It's where, I don't think the business is there anymore, but it was an ice cream parlor, and it was on the second floor of that building. That
317, 315, I actually had it.
Is that the one right next to the Ellis Square?
Yeah.
Upstairs? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's considered the most haunted building in Savannah.
Oh, really?
Haunted?
That's what they say. The most
haunted. I will not go find out.
Well, that sounds like an interesting thing to put a plaque on. Mm-hmm.
Unless the haunting thing takes it down.
I doubt it will come down.
A ghost thing.
Now, here's one more. We'd also put a sculpture on River Street, which would not be a plaque, or some sort of a monument that would not be a plaque. And you could actually go cheap with it. I mean, I throw this out with much embarrassment, but you could put welds and chains together with broken chains signifying a broken family. Mm-hmm. You know, I'd pay for that myself. I don't think that would be that much money. The city council approved. You know, I guess it would have to approve, right?
Yes, of course.
Did you have a sketch of that?
At home. I'm actually embarrassed to talk about it.
I think it's a good idea.
It's a very good idea, because Savannah has nothing, you know, except for the African American monument down on River Street. Mm-hmm. And the history here involving slavery and African Americans is enormous. And we need to talk about it.
Not well represented either.
Not at all. A lot of folks don't like to talk about it.
That's what we're talking about. It is a weakness. And we are taking a proactive view here, which is not traditional, but I think let's see how far we can get. probably one of our best bets. I'm not familiar with this organization you mentioned, Bruce, but we could talk to Vonette Good-Walker, who's pretty knowledgeable about this stuff, and see what ideas she has.
She's knows a lot.
Yeah, so.
Well, I talked with George Starkle. They may have an idea, too. They did the plaque.
Yeah.
That plaque is double-sided, but you can only see one side of it if you ride down Augusta Avenue. Because the foliage and everything is covering it, so.
So, is it the sense of the commission that you all would like the staff to check out these possibilities?
Yes.
I wouldn't mind recommendations to someone that can do it.
Well, we don't know what we want to do yet.
Well, why don't we have staff look into it, come back with a staff recommendation?
Right, that's what I'm suggesting.
Yeah. I think that's, we don't need an act to do that.
Didn't you say make a motion about something earlier?
If you wanted to, for example, formally request that City Council put up something on River Street, even something, if you wanted to do something like that as a board, you would need to have a vote on it. But something as simple as directing staff to look into different options and making recommendations. I mean, you're welcome to take a vote if you want
to,
but I understand the directive.
No, I fully agree with you. And we don't have to limit ourselves to just one suggestion either. They're not so mutually exclusive. Thank you.
Good suggestion.
Yeah, that's a great
suggestion. Which one?
Thank you. You're welcome. Okay. Do I have to do anything to convey the sense of the board to the staff?
No, sir. I understand.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next meeting will be Thursday, October 4th at 4 p.m. Assuming that we have anyone reporting anything.
Good course.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
Probably.
Do we need a second? Okay.
You could do it.
Adjourn.
Okay.